Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we have three callers and 9 minutes, gentlemen, so I am going to get to all three of you, and I'm going to do it in the order you called. So try to make sure you have some good remarks and then you keep them concise. We can start with Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name today, Wisco Paul?
Morning, Matt. I'll try to make them good. I don't know. But Merrick Garland, I think he needs to get a little more aggressive on January 6th and death threats. And the Democrats need to pass the bills before them, infrastructure, but more importantly, voter rights. It has to be passed, or there will be repercussions. Second of all, Governor Rebecca Clayfish, just the thought of that scares me. I watched her yesterday, and she kind of reminds me of the governors of Iowa and South Dakota. If for some reason she's elected, I might have to think about Illinois or something. So those were my thoughts this morning. Have a good weekend.
As always, you nail it. Let me hit those two real quick. One of them is you're absolutely right. Infrastructure and voting rights, you know, SB1 and HR1 are hanging there. The Republicans won't vote. This gets rid of gerrymandering. What's so hard about, you know, all right, let's get rid of gerrymandering. And we can do it by, and no Republican will back it because they like gerrymandering, but we do have 50 Democratic votes in the Senate. The House is no problem. In the Senate, Kamala Harris can break the tie, but you know something? Manchin won't go along with busting. You can selectively get rid of the filibuster bill by bill. Moscow Mitch did it with cabinet appointments and Supreme Court justices. Why aren't we doing it? Joe Biden has got to take Manchin to the White House and twist his arm, twist till he screams, We've got to pass that by getting rid of the filibuster for that bill. Clayfish, she reminds me of Kristi Noem of South Dakota. Very attractive woman, but these eyes, my God. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, she's a pageant waver. They'll put her in the back of a drop-top Cadillac and she'll wave slowly from side to side. They can't be permitted to sneak her in. Paul, thanks very much for calling. Next up, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you just hit on Rebecca Clayfish. You know, kind of, she's just a plastic head. I mean, just a plastic, hollow person. And for the death threat things, I mean, they have to come down on both feet with these people. I mean, every single one of those capital insurrectionists, they need to track them down and stick their butts in jail. And there's this clown down in Florida now or wherever he's from complaining about the ankle bracelet beeping on him and disrupting, you know, it's embarrassing for him when he's meeting with clients. Well, T.S., you know, that you're lucky right now that you're not sitting in jail and for at least a year, as far as I'm concerned, for this capital insurrectionist. You broke into that capital like that. You had no good intentions there, and that you had violence in your hearts and violence in your souls, and it should be a lifelong consequences for those people. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's, they were not peaceful protesters like we were when we were singing in the Capitol, where Scott Walker was wetting his pants and running through the scampering through the tunnel every day because he's afraid to walk through the hallways. That we just have to, you know, that Merrick Garland needs to, you know, grow a set and get down on right. These people.
Right. No, you're okay. Right. And here's the deal. The insurrectionists, that's the ultimate threat, because remember something. They erected a gallows, Mark, okay? A gallows to hang a guy. And then they walk through saying, hang Mike Pence. How much more of a direct threat can you make than chant, hang Mike Pence, and put up a gallows? And then they go, oh, Nancy. They would have beaten Nancy to death. And one insurrectionist was shot in defense of the members of Congress. Another one was trampled to death by her fellow insurrectionists. That's a nasty way to go, being trampled to death, an extremely nasty way to go. It's all nasty, very nasty. Another cop is down, being beaten and about to be killed. And he said, I have children, four children. And then a few people protected him from the mob. That's the ultimate death threat, because that was in the process of being carried out. But my point is, there are these other telephone and internet death threats that scare people's wives and kids and spouses and families. And it's done to intimidate. And it takes a very strong person in public life to put up with that and still stay tall. Any death threat, like that, 5 years in prison. 5 years, all these insurrectionists, 5 years. Some of them more if they beat up cops, but 5 years. 5 years, you come out of prison after 5 years and you are branded a felon. We have got to stop death threats to Congress. Thanks for calling in, Mark. Next is Isaac of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Isaac of Madison?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Mike. I call because, you know, sometimes I listen to you, you know, using some kind of like hate language towards, you know, specifically Muslims, and you fearmonger, and that is not okay. There's no difference between you and the right wingers that do the same thing. You do that with, you know, you use the word or the terminology, chai-coms, kamiraskis. We need to stop doing these kind of things, you know? So this is spreading hate, and we don't need no hate. So
okay, thank you for the calling in. We have a disagreement. Let me give you a little background of this show, but also the references. Right now, China is threatening Taiwan, threatening our Navy. China had 19 air penetrations of the air defense identification zone of Taiwan very recently. They warned away one of our aircraft. They put up fake islands all through the South China Sea. We just had a freedom of navigation sailing by an American destroyer through the South China Sea. And the Chinese military is becoming much more militant. They're building more ICBMs. I want peace with China. I want peace with China. China are good people. Everybody's a good person in all these countries, but their governments aren't good. China has a communist government. It's as simple as that. And $4 trillion of trade goes through the South China Sea. And they want to start charging tolls. They will start by saying, which they've already done, that ships going through have to register and get their permission because there are these fake islands that pop up all over the place. Well, fake islands are not their territory. And I think it's important for the United States to stand up to China. I don't want war with China. I want trade with China. We bring in hundreds of thousands of students from China every year. And some of them do steal intellectual property and they give it to the Chinese military. That's got to be stopped. There's nothing wrong with my saying that. With the Russians, we're friendly with the Russian people. Vladimir Putin is a murderer and a thief. He assassinated a man in London and in Berlin. He hacked into our 2016 election, our 2020 elections. I'm an American patriot. I am an American patriot. And I believe that American democracy, and frankly, an American ascendancy and exceptionalism are what stabilize the world. And when it comes to people of the Muslim faith, I have great respect for that, of any religion. But when it comes to violence, we have got to stop that. And the mentioning of 9/11 and the Boston Marathon, San Bernardino, Orlando, Fort Hood, Chattanooga, Chelsea, Ohio State, and the Manhattan Bike Path murders are legitimate references. We should not have that. And we should have much more denunciation by people of all faiths for violence from people of all faiths. I deeply appreciate your listening, Isaac. I hope you call in again. If there's any more things you have to say, I'd love to hear them. And if you think in any respect that any of this you think is excessive, I do love to hear that. And I'm not perfect, but I'm an American patriot, and I strongly believe things in my heart. All peoples are good. All peoples are good, but not all governments are good. Not all governments are good. And, you know, for instance, the Chinese government is not good. The Russian government is not good. Obviously, the Taliban government is not good. And so let's speak as friends. I'm glad you called in. Thank you very much for calling. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers. Appreciate very much. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. My ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.